pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
This is the public hearing. Welcome to the Energy Performance Board. Mr. Kenneth.
Yes, so this is the public hearing, we've been planning over the course of the last 4 or 5 months in partnership with Day Automation to upgrade the district's lighting, heating, HVAC, cooling, all of these areas to become more energy efficient, and we can do so through an energy performance contract which entitles us to 82% of the aid on back on this. If we go to vote, we can still do this project regardless of the outcome of the vote. This just gives us 10% more and gets us up to that 98% mark, which will not exceed $5 million, but this will go and work in conjunction with our current capital project to upgrade our lighting, specifically lighting on the turf field and some of the interior places within our district. So just going green, as they say, and trying to lower costs of all of these, the electrical and other areas down the road. So
it'll be 92 or 98.
98. Sorry, 88%. We get if we get an affirmative vote of 50 plus 1%, we will end up getting 98%. So we can do up to $5 million aidable. So
will both fields lights.
Well, that's a great question. What we're hoping to do is upgrade that field with new ones and take those ones and put them over here.
All right.
And then hopefully take those ones and donate them to the Kiwanis Club to upgrade their facilities. So, again, our community that I'm not even going to put a year on. I'm not sure what year those lights went on that old football field. But if we can utilize those in a way that our community still benefits from them, then great. I think that's an awesome thing. Thank you.
Any other questions by board members?
Just discussion only. Yep. No resolution necessary.
General administration report number 8.
This is the Board of Education acceptance of the recommendations of the Committee on Special Education, Committee on Preschool Special Education, and the 504 Committee for meetings held on August 12th, 18th, 26th, 28th, and September 3rd, 9th, 10th, and 15th of 2025. That having the recommendation of the Committee on Special Education, the Committee on Preschool Special Education, and the 504 Committee, the Board of Education of the Augsburg City School District, does hereby accept these recommendations as presented this 22nd day of September 2025.
Is there a recommended action? I'll entertain a motion for approval of the August 13th, 2025 regular meeting notes.
Second.
Please call.
Mr.
Malone?
Aye. Mr. Loeffler?
Aye.
Kendall, are there any letters or communications for the board?
I have none this evening.
Comments relative to the agenda? Report number 1.
Okay, so this is the readoption of the annual professional performance review, APPR plan for the Augsburg Supervisory Unit, OSCU. That having the approval of the Superintendent of Schools, the Board of Education of the Augsburg City School District does hereby readopt the annual professional performance review plan for the Augsburg Supervisory Unit this 22nd day of September 2025 as presented.
Is there a recommended action?
So moved.
Please call the roll.
Mr. Loeffler?
Aye.
Mrs. Lucky?
Aye.
Mrs. Roberts?
Aye.
Mrs. Keough?
Aye.
Mrs. Nani?
Aye.
This is the readoption of the annual Professional Performance Review APPR plan for the Ogdensburg Education Association, OEA. That having the approval of the Superintendent of Schools, the Board of Education of the Ogdensburg City School District does hereby readopt the annual Professional Performance Review plan for the Ogdensburg Education Association this 22nd day of September 2025 as presented.
Is there a recommended action?
This is the readoption of updated professional development plan for 2025-2026. That having the approval of the Superintendent of Schools, the Board of Education of the Ogdensburg City School District does hereby readopt the updated professional development plan 2025-2026 this 22nd day of September 2025 as presented.
Is there a recommended action?
This is the review and adoption of Combined Response to Intervention, RTI, and Academic Intervention Services, AIS, plan. That having the approval of the Superintendent of Schools, the Board of Education of the Ogdensburg City School District does hereby adopt the Response to Intervention, RTI, and Academic Intervention Services, AIS, combined plan on this 22nd day of September 2025 as presented.
Is there a recommended action?
This is the final review and adoption of the Ogdensburg City School District policies 4322, 4326, 4326E.2, 4531, 4532, 4710, 4750, 4821, 4850, 4321.09, 4321.10, 4321.12, and 4321.13. I have the recommendation of the Superintendent of Schools, the Board of Education of the Ogdensburg City School District does hereby approve the adoption of said policies presented this 22nd day of September 2025.
Is there a recommended action? Please call
the roll. Mrs.
Hassan?
Aye.
Mr. Zito?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Long? Mr. Loeffler?
Aye.
Ms. Lundy?
Aye.
Report number six.
This is the first reading discussion of the Ogdensburg City School District policies 4526, 4526R, 4526.1, 4526.1R, and 8113. First review discussion only.
Any comments or questions? Report number seven.
This is the appointment of election inspectors for the 25-26 school year. That having the approval of Superintendent of Schools, Board of Education, the Ogdensburg City School District. Names the persons as per the attached list and will be appointed to serve as election inspectors for the 25-26 school year election and votes 12 p.m. to 9 p.m. on this 22nd day of September 2025. The district clerk is authorized to designate alternate election inspectors if necessary on the date of the special meeting or annual meeting or and general election.
Is there a recommended action? Please call.
Mr. Zito?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
This is a resolution to approve the contract with Atlantic Testing Laboratories. That having the recommendation of the Superintendent of Schools, the Board of Education of the Ogdensburg City School District does hereby approve the contract with Atlantic Testing Laboratories with an estimated cost of $33,180 as submitted this 22nd day of September 2025.
Is there a recommended action?
This is the resolution to approve the contract with RIC 1 Risk Operations Center. That having the recommendation of the Superintendent of Schools, the Board of Education, the Ogdensburg City School District does hereby approve the contract with RIC 1 Risk Operations Center, the ROC, as submitted this 22nd day of September 2025.
Is there a recommended action?
Mr. Lowe?
Aye.
Mr. Loeffler?
Aye.
Mrs. Lucky?
Aye.
Mr. Roberts?
Aye.
Mr. Steele?
Aye. Report number, excuse me, 9A.
Resolution to approve contract with St. Lawrence County Board of Elections. That having the recommendation of the Superintendent of Schools, the Board of Education of the Augsburg City School District does hereby approve the attached contract with the St. Lawrence County Board of Elections for the conduct of the district's energy performance contract vote on October 21st, 2025, as submitted this 22nd day of September 2025.
Is there a recommended action? Please call the roll.
Mr. Loeffler?
Aye.
Mrs. Duffy?
Aye.
Mrs. Roberts?
Aye.
Mrs. Teal?
Aye.
Mrs. Hassan?
Aye.
Mrs. Jujula?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Wall?
Aye. Report number 10.
This is a resolution to approve change order GC-001 2025 capital outlay project number 51230001000726. That having the recommendation of the Superintendent of Schools, the Board of Education, the Augsburg City School District does hereby approve change order GC-001 2025 capital project number 51230001000726, presented this 22nd day of September 2025.
Is there a recommended action? Please call roll.
Mrs. Luffy?
Aye.
Mrs. Roberts?
Aye.
Mrs. Teal?
Aye.
Mrs. Hassan?
Aye.
Mrs. Caputo?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Wall?
Aye.
Mr. Luffy?
Aye.
Report number 11.
This is a resolution to approve change order HS-001 2025 capital project number 51230001000726. That having the recommendation of the Superintendent of Schools, the Board of Education, the Augsburg City School District does hereby approve change order HS-001 2025 capital project number 51230001000726. Presented this 22nd day of September 2025.
Is there a recommended action?
So moved.
Second.
Please call the roll.
Mrs. Roberts?
Aye.
Mrs. Teal?
Aye.
Mrs. Hassan?
Aye.
Mrs. Caputo?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Wall?
Aye.
Mr. Loeffler?
Aye.
Mrs. Luffy?
Aye.
Report number 12.
This is a resolution to approve budget transfers. That having the recommendation of the Superintendent of Schools, the Board of Education of the Augsburg City School District does hereby approve the budget transfers as per the attached request for budgetary transfers on this 22nd day of September 2025.
Is there a recommended action? Entertain a motion for a consent agenda on items B1 to B5, with the following exceptions: the name Avery Farron be excluded on the first round, and we'll vote on this item. So moved. Second. Please call.
Mrs. Hassan?
Aye.
Mrs. Caputo?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Malone?
Aye.
Mr. Loeffler?
Aye.
Mrs. Luffy?
Aye.
Aye.
Now for Amy Farron, same vote.
Mrs. Caputo?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Malone?
Aye.
Mr. Loeffler?
Aye.
Mrs. Luffy?
Abstain.
Mrs. Roberts?
Aye.
Mrs. Teal?
Aye.
Mrs. Hassan?
Aye.
Is there any other business to be brought before the board?
Yeah, we had a conversation with legal counsel last year on the do's and don'ts of metal detectors. I can certainly reach out. Watertown just installed them. He and I exchanged a couple emails early on. They're costly, and there are some things we definitely would have to consider. Because his big thing was, if you're not going to have everybody pass through them at all hours of all days, then there's no point. And that was his piece. But I can look at the cost associated. Absolutely.
Have you talked to them in Watertown?
Yeah, I've talked to them just briefly, not enough to say, you know, I can get you an exact dollar amount. I can get you the exact number of people. I can get you what they're currently covering versus what they're not covering. I can also get you what Kate Reed has indicated as some of the barriers and has opened up some school districts to major lawsuits with them. So certainly can.
Thank you.
You got it.
Anything else? Any comments by citizens, board members?
Next board meeting is a canvas of the vote, Wednesday, October 22nd, 7:30 p.m. We'll canvas the vote on the EPC project.
I'll entertain a motion to an executive session for matters of personnel. All in favor?
Aye.
This meeting is adjourned.
Remember, Connor's